loy toicho. Anything that's picked up from kodeshim, they can't eat. So the kids, these are the rayas that halolim did come up from Babel Teretz Yisrael, and it's only a question exactly what are they allowed to eat. So we said they go boss of the chazaka that if before they were eating truma midrabbanan, now when they come up Teretz Yisrael, we still let them eat truma midrabbanan. But I call upon this is a proof that halolim did come up. Geiri the Haruri. Now the Mishnah says also Geirim came up, and Haruri means Avodim that were freed came up. Minolan, how do we know this? Omar Rav Chizda, the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, V'chol ha-nivdo mitumas goyoretz alayim. People that are separated from the goyim. So Mashma, they had emes a goyim, and they had Avodim, was also called goyim. They went up now with Ezra from Bovel, Teretz Yisrael. Mamzeri, what's the proof that Mamzerim also went up? Ezra took up the Mamzerim also from Bovel, Teretz Yisrael. Minolon, how do we know? Still the Pasuk says, V'yishma sanvlet ha-charuni. V'tuvio eved ha-moini. Oksiv it says, ki rabim Yehuda bali shvuya, loy ki chosanu lishchanyo ben orach, v'hoichanon v'noi, is lokach as bas mishulam ben brachia. So the kitzah was a guy here that married a bas Yisrael. And therefore, Ksavr, he holds that oive ki chovim v'yeved, ha-bu ha-bas Yisrael ha-vlav mamzer. So that's the proof that mamzerim came up. Because here the Pasuk says the Shidduch was that a guy married this Bas Meshulam Ben Barachia. So Mespam, most probably a guy that had children, and therefore the kid was a Mamzer, so the Mamzer went up. So Morris the first says, no, what's the proof? Hodich Lamandi Yoma Havlad Mamzer. That's the Machlokes. If you hold that a guy that lives on a Bas Yisrael, the kid's a Mamzer, okay. El Lamandi Yoma Havlad Kosher Mayik Lameima. But if you say no, you go after the mother's a Bas Yisrael. So the kid is kosher, so what's the proof here that Mamzerim went up? Vesu, and secondly, even if you want to say we go according to that Mandiyama, but Mimai the Heve Leibani, who said they had children? Dilma the Heve Leibani, true, the guy married this Bas Yisrael, but who said they had children? Vesu, and also, Mimai the Och Hevelu Usliku, who said that they had children in Bovel? And now they brought them up to Eretz Yisrael. Dilma Hossam Heve, maybe they had the children there in Eretz Yisrael. So where's the proof here that when Ezra went up from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, he took with him the Mamzerim? Elmi Hocharada from here. The Pasuk says, V'yelo Oilim Mitel Melech. These are the ones that went up from Tel Melech, Tel Charsha, Kuruv Adoin, V'imer. V'lo Yochlu Lahagin Vesa Vesa Mezarim. And they couldn't tell over the Yichus in the Yisrael heim, if they're from Yisrael or not. That's what the Pasuk says. So Dashim like this. Tel Melech, what does it mean, a mountain of salt? It means Elu b'nei Yodim, these are the people, she'doimim ma'aseyem l'maises doim. Their actions are like the maises doim, that they were megalar arroyos, they used to live in the kimelu, the kids were mamzerim. She'nahabchu l'tel Melech, that dome was turned over to be a mountain of salt. Now, tel charosh, what does it mean, a mountain of charosh, of charisha, plowing? Zeshe kaira abba v'imoy u'mishas kisoy. When they call the father or the mother, they keep them quiet. In other words, they were mamzerim. We don't know who the parents are. V'lo yochlo lahagid deis avoysa v'zarim em Yisrael heim zeu asufi. That's an asufi. That means we collected the kids from the street. Shenesav min ashuk. That the kid we found in the street. So that's asufi means we do not know b'chal who his parents are. Ashtuki means we know who the mother is, but we do not know who the father is. Then the Pasuk says, Kruv Odon, V'imor, what does that mean? Cabbage. So Omar Rabbi Avua, that Omar Odin, we darshan as if to say, Omar Odin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ani Omarti, I thought that you, Yisrael, Lefonech Heshuvim, Kikruv, that Christ will be very chashuv to me like a Kruv, like the Kruvim, that were in the Beis Hamikdash, that were chashuv. V'heim Shomu Atzvam Kinomar, but they made themselves like a panto and not so choshev. Rashi Kichai Yezu, Sheinu Makpedes B'zu Kaverto. For instance, a Nehmah does not live with its own kind, it lives with other kinds also. Ikud the army son say Yomer Mavua. Omar Odon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said like this, Afa Pisha Shamu Atzvam Kinemar, even though the Klai Yisrael made himself like a Nehmah, like a panto, Avehein Chashuvim Lofonei Kikruv. Still, Klai Yisrael was chashuv by Kodesh Baruch Hu like the Kruvim. Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Kol hanoy se isha sheino genes loy. Whoever marries a lady that really is not supposed to, she's not a genes loy, means al yichush sheboy, it's not fit. Is man all of akos of the pasuk says upon him kilu chorshu lechol olam kulay, as if he went to plow down the whole world. Vizara melech, and he planted salt. She never, the pasuk says vielu olam mitel melech tel charosha. That means people that marry the wrong type of wives, they are destroying the world. Omar Rav Abba Bar Oda, Omar Rav, Kol Hanoi Se Isha L'Shumam, Rav marries a lady because of her money, Heve Leibonim Sheinim Mugonim, he should know the children won't be well, won't be good children. Shinam the Apostle says, Ba'ashem Bogdu Ki Bonim Zorim Yodu, that they had bad children. The Shem, maybe you'll say, Momin Polat, that they'll save their money at least, they'll have bad children, but maybe they'll be able to save their money. Talmud Lemano, the Apostle says, Ata Yoichlem Chodesh, you'll only eat for 1 month your portion. Mashmi, after that, you won't have anything to eat. The Shem Atom, maybe you'll say, Chelkoi, you'll only lose your chelik. The Rashi says, that means, Nichse Tzoyin Barzel, that remains by you. But, Veloi Chelko, maybe you won't lose out, Ha Chelik, a portion of, let's say, Nichse Nalum. No, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Chelkehem, that you lose out both portions. V'shem atem, maybe you'll say, l'zman merubah, you'll have it for a long time though. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says again, if you marry this lady just for her money, Talmud Lema, chodesh, you'll only have 1 month to eat, that's all. After that, things will go bad already. My mashma, what's the mashmois? How do we know this? Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, chodesh nichnas v'chodesh yoytze. Of a moment of it, it means 1 month goes in, 1 month goes out, and the money's lost. So kids, you have no gain to marry your lady just for money. The Yomer Rava Bar Ravada, the Yamrilo, and some say Yamrilo Omar Rebbe Solo Omar Rav Hamuna Kol Hanoi Se Isha Shein Hagenis Loi. Whoever marries a lady that's not Miyuchis, Rashi Psula Loi, that's fossil to you. Eliyahu Koyftoi, is that Eliyahu Anov is coming to tie you down. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu writes, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives you Malchus, whips you. The Tony we learned Akulam and all these Eliyahu Koyftoi, Eliyahu writes down. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu writes them, Hakadosh Baruch Hu signs. Oiloi lepoistle zaro lepoikimus mishpachtoi or lenoi seisha shein agenis loy, like oiloi to such a person that does these things. Eliyahu kaiftoi, Eliyahu ties them up via kodesh brocha ratzayi v'chol apoisel poisel. Yeah. Now where v'chol apoisel poisel, anybody that speaks bad upon somebody else, that's pasul somebody else, it's a rai, he's pasul. And the ain't in the dam of the shwachalil, he never talks good about anybody. The Yom HaShmuel, the Mumai Paisel. Like if the person goes around calling other people an Eved, you should know most probably he also is an Eved. The Mumai Paisel, the same Mum that he has, that's why he goes around calling other people the same name. And it has happened a case like this. Hahu Garba, there was a man. The Menadoi, the Olovei Mitvachai, the Papadisa. A man from Nadoi went to buy some meat in a butcher store in Pompadiso. Omalus, when he went into the store, they told this man, Omalus, the man went in and said, Hopefully Bistro, give me meat. Omalus, and the butcher told him, Listen, Nota, just wait a minute. Ah, the Shoko, the Shmai, the Rabbi Huda, by Yecheskel. I have the Shamish here of Rabbi Huda by Yecheskel that's buying meat for the Tzaddik. So wait till I give him meat, the Nesel Lechor, and then I'll give you. Omar, so this man said, Man Yehuda ben Shaviskel, he's making fun of him already. Who is this guy, Yehuda ben Shaviskel, to call them lead to shock him in Kamoi, that you're getting care of him first before you take care of me? Who is this guy? Who is he? So Kitsi made fun of this tzaddik, Rabbi Yehuda ben Yecheskel. So also Omar and Rabbi Yehuda, they went and told Rabbi Yehuda what went on here. Is Shamtei, Rabbi Yehuda put this person into Shamtei, put him into Nidui. Omru, they said also about him that Rogu the Kori Inshi Avdi, he was Rogu to call other people Avodim. That's what he went, he was calling people. So if you just say a second thing, Achru Zolaydi Avdahu, go pronounce upon him that he's an Eved, like we just learned. If he's going around calling other people Avodim, most probably he himself is also an Eved. So Ozaluhu, this person went, by says Baladi got very angry, they put him into Shamtan, they called him an Eved, so he went back home. He went to his dying Rav Nachman, he told him, Listen, this person of Yehuda put me into Shamtui, he called me an Eved, take care of him. So Rav Nachman summoned him to come to Din. He summoned Rav Yehuda to come to Din. I see Piska the Azmona. So a summons came to Rav Yehuda. Is also Rav Yehuda lekayim the Rav Huna. So Rav Yehuda, when he received the summons, he went to ask Rav Huna what he should do. Omalei ezel o lo ezel, should I go up to him or not? Like here, Rav Yehuda was greater than Rav Nachman. Than Rav Nachman. So maybe he didn't have to go to him. Omalei said like this: mezel leboy lechol mezel. Really, you don't have to go. Mishum the gavur rabat, because you're a great person. Ela mishum yikorav the benesia kum. Only because he's the korav to the nasi, that's why he should go to him. So kids, that's what happened. Also zil, he went also ashkechay the kovid makah. He saw the way he was making a makir. So the kisser of Yehuda went in front of Rav Nachman. He went in, and he found Rav Nachman making a makir, making a roof, making a fence around his roof. Omalei, so Yehuda said to him, Loi sovul omar, don't you hold the yom Rav Huna baridi, omar shmuel, that kivon shenisman odin panas ala tibur, once somebody is appointed to be a head over the tzibur, when you become a chashav, a person, you become a rosh shiva, you become a dayan here, is also b'yasiyas malacha. You're not allowed to do work b'fnei shlesh, in front of three people. It's not for covered anymore, that the rosh shiva, the rav, is doing regular work. It's not for covered. He's not allowed to do work in front of three people. Otherwise, people won't respect you. And you have to have covered atayrah here. Or Malaysia said back to him, purto de gandisa hu de covered. I'm only making a small portion here. It's not really called I'm doing work. Omalei misani makeh, like he said, what's wrong with the word makeh? How come you got to say this word to gunderisa? Like, what does that word mean? What do you use that word for? Why do you use the word makeh? The chsibi rasa, the Torah says, or in mechitza, the other rabbanon, they also want to use the word mechitza like the rabbanon talk. Excuse, that's one rank out that Rav Yehuda ranked out Rav Nachman. Vayta omalei, then Rav Nachman told him, Yosef mara akar pita, sit down akar pita. Rashi says it means a sasal, also a funny word. Omalei, so Rav Yehuda said back to him, Omi sani safsul b'yam rabbanu, what's wrong with using the regular word of a safsul? That's the way the rabbanu call a chair. Or yitzhtaba, call yitzhtaba, the yam rinsh, that's the way people talk. Omalei, so Gaiti said back, as Rav Nachman said, Leich omar asrugna. Will you want to eat some esrug? Asrugna, he told him. Omalei again, Rav Yehuda said back to him, Hoch yam ashmuel, this is what Shmuel said, Koloima asrugna, whoever uses this type of a word, asrugna, tilsa b'ramoyes rucha. It shows he's one third of Bagaivnik, he's a haughty person. Like, if you're haughty, you change around words and make your own language like. Because really, Oy Esrug, could occur around, but he should have used the word Esrei. Oy Esrei go the Yamri Inchi, but not make up this new word. Omalei, then Vaita Rav Nachman said to Yehuda, Lishti Mar Ambaga. Do you want to drink this Ambaga? So Rashi says it means Kais, which is Revius. Do you want to drink a Revius of wine? Omalei, again, Misani is Pargius, the Koryu Rabbanim, or maybe it wasn't wine, it was just a cup. So he said back to him, what are you going to use this fancy word? Anvago, why don't you use the regular drink of asparagus? That was the drink that they used to call it. Oy Anfiko, Oy Anfik, the Yamriinch, where people talk that way. In other words, what do you say these fancy words for? Omalei, he said another thing, Rav Nachman, Teise Dungang Tashkin, let my daughter come and serve you, give you some drink. Omalei, so Rav Yehuda said back to him, Hoch yom Shmuel, this is what Shmuel said, Ey mishtamshim b'isha, ish b'isha. You're not allowed to be mishtamish, you're not allowed to have a lady serve you. It's not right. You come with a hearer. See here, I can't have your daughter serve me. So Rav Nachman said back, Katani, she's only a young girl. What are you afraid about? So he said back still, that the Feirish Yom HaShmuel, Ey mishtamshim b'isha klal, you're not allowed to let a girl, a lady, serve you. Ben gedela ben katana. Whether she's young or old, you shouldn't have a girl serving you. Because before you come with a hero. It's a shalal alocha. Exactly what we're talking about here. Any type of shimush, or maybe only by pouring water, it's more there a chibur. All these things that show love, that's what you shouldn't use a lady to do it for you. Then Vaiti went on, Nishada Lemar Shalman Leyalsa. So Rav Nachman told Rav Yehuda, send regards back to my wife Yalsa. Omalei, so Rav Yehuda said back, Hochi Yom HaShmuel. Kail b'ish erva. I'm not going to talk to your wife. The voice of your wife is an erva. So he said, Vaita, Efshar de shliach, so send the shliach. Omalei hachi yom shmuel, this is what Shmuel said.